You are such a geek.
Geek.
What is a geek? What is a geek?
Wow. You're a neo-maxi zoom dweeby.
What is a geek?
Photos, motor pants, sluts, blood, waist oil, dweeby, big head, geek, geek.
I still need to do 321.
You should have told me. I would have done it for you today.
I know, but, like, I feel bad.
Dude, I don't have anything going on.
If you want to do it, I will love you forever. Like, I was going to do that anyway, but...
Yeah, if it still needs done tomorrow, remind me.
Okay, I really want to try because I'm very appreciative of you taking up the editing duties on those two.
Yeah, it's no problem at all. I'm very quick at it. I think, I really think, when, like we said when we were texting, I think if you came over and watched me do it once, that you'd be like, oh, fuck me.
Yeah, it's genuinely upsetting how quickly you do the editing, because it takes me like a whole night of frustration and I'm up until 3 in the fucking morning.
Yeah, that's how I am with video.
That's why this podcast never comes out on time.
Oh, and yet we still have people that like us.
Yeah, allegedly. I don't know how. How do we maintain our 7 fucking listeners for this long?
Tiny, but my...
For real, what's the number?
What do you mean? It's 324.
How many listeners are we getting a week?
Oh, I don't know. I stopped taking... Like, when it was dipping from between 7 and 6, I was like, all right, I know where we are.
Okay.
Well, we're making a comeback. We're in a little bit of a low, you know. We had high expectations, but our numbers actually don't look too bad. We're getting a few dozen.
Ooh.
That's great.
That's all right. Me and Mitch are about to put out a 2-hour episode that I think might be our magnum opus.
I like how here we are. It's episode 324, and we're talking about how we're going to put out an episode that is the episode before this.
But by the time the person who listens to this one, it'll probably come out right after that.
They'll be like, that one was the magnum. They did crush on that one. They did go really hard in the paint. Those boys were telling some truths.
That's so funny. Hey, guys, welcome to Broadcast Geeks, episode 324. If you like this, you should have heard the last one, 323.
This is a flashpoint. Someone just has to go back in time.
Gonna go back in time.
Can I go back in time?
No, but you said it, so you might as well do it. This is 324 of the Broadcast Geeks. I am one of your geeks, Matt Oren.
I'm Jake Becker.
I'm Midnight Mitch Jones.
And I'm hanging out. I'm Nate Bowman.
Vincent DiCaprio.
I couldn't come up with something faster.
That is so good, though. Especially if you're sick, which I have been recently.
I also was recently, which is the whole reason I thought coughing was funny.
Yes.
I also...
Go ahead, Mitch.
What are you saying, Jake?
I was going to make a joke, so I wanted you to keep going with whatever you're doing, because I will not forget mine.
Oh, I was going to say, I was sick too, and now, like, I'm better, but I can't stop smoking, and, every time I laugh real hard, it makes me cough.
I feel you on that, dog. Also, yeah, for the listeners at home who are wondering...
I believe it's emphysema.
Mitch is just recovery. Mitch is wearing a, like, plastic vinyl top.
Oh.
It's his disco look, and that is why his shirt picks up on the microphone, and we'd appreciate it if you all quit complaining so much about our boys' wardrobe choices.
People are complaining about my shirts?
So
no, but I feel like they might on the ones I edited, so...
Who? No one.
I don't know yet. They haven't come out.
Maybe James
Woodman.
I'm
trying to predict the future.
James Woodman is a godsend.
He sent you all those Broadcast Geeks branded weapons.
He did.
I guess I should clarify to say that they are not. They're just, they're shurikens.
Yeah, they are. And they're like serious metal. And they're cut out.
Shit, I gotta...
they're thick. Look at that. You can get a sense in the video, right? Pretty thick.
Incredible.
I mean, look at that, right? Even these stars. These stars are legit. Like, they're sharp as fuck right now. So, I already told my girls don't play with these.
Really? Could you throw them into a tree?
I would bet I could. And I haven't yet. And maybe I will when the snow is done.
Oh, all right. I want James to make some Batman gauntlets that go on your arm that also...
you can have one of each of these if you want.
Let me see that.
What's that?
Whoa. I said, whoa. How many do you have?
With your piece.
He made me two of each. So one's probably for you.
Whoa.
Nice.
You want a comment?
What a
comment.
Dope. What's next week? James is the best.
Yeah, James Woodman, thank you.
I can't go to Comedy Works. I'm at the Comedy Fort next week.
Oh, that's right. Hopefully this gets out before then.
It's not going to. Here's the thing. Whenever I finish this 321, in like 3 weeks, when I finish episode 321, we can release all three of them on the same day. How about that?
Ooh.
That'd be a dumper.
Spark some interest.
I'm just saying, like, who cares?
I think you're right. It might overwhelm our few dozen, but yeah, you might be right about it.
I mean, just to get those out there.
All right.
I don't know.
Let's talk about some shit.
Some shit happened since we last recorded. I mean, I've been seeing all these, speaking of Vincent D'Onofrio, I've been seeing all these Daredevil set pictures. Fucking Eldon Henson and what's her name?
Deborah Ann Wool.
Wool.
Their back is as foggy and Karen.
Interesting.
And
yes.
He was in a picture covered in blood, which not a crazy new thing for Karen Page, but
the actress.
I believe I first saw her in True Blood, in fact.
That is correct.
oh, really?
Yeah.
You never watched that show.
Like, I want to see what that weird round little head does.
But I would guess that if they were doing a... Because they've already kind of done the hand. They've done Elektra. So I'm not sure what Daredevil story they might be going to. But this could be sort of a classic... What I thought that they were going to do with the third season of Daredevil, which is Karen Page gets super fucked up. And it becomes a weird, like, Mexican sex slave.
What? Jesus. I hope we don't get that.
you think this is the season where we finally get her turned out?
I don't know, man. Not on Disney Plus.
Well, their agreement does talk about that they're going to tell you when it's 21 and up. Like, you're willing to be part of it, and you can accept it. So, they're ready for this content.
The other part of the agreement, sex slavery.
I didn't get to that section yet.
Oh.
It's
3A.1. All right. 3A.1. Going down. They're not numbered. All right, I'll work it out. But I want to go through this.
What do you mean there's a Disney agreement? Do I have to talk to the Disney man?
If you subscribe to Disney, they're letting you know that there's a new terms of service.
Yeah.
That basically says, like, yo, we own all the good shit now, so there might be more violence coming.
Yeah.
Also, like, to participate in certain giveaways, you're going to have to be over a certain age.
Now, I joined it because...
I don't want you sharing this with everyone.
Before...
TOS, of course, written by Frank Miller.
Yeah. Before the streaming service came out, I joined this on the last day and was able to get a 3-year Disney subscription for $75.
I remember that, yeah.
It was fucking dope. So yeah, I'll stay in this if it gets me stuff, but I don't want to pay money. So I'll just
keep it. Disney.
You're doing the American thing and voting with my dollars.
You should join D23, but you can get a free membership and you don't get all the good stuff.
Yeah.
I believe. All right, so wait, there was other news that happened recently.
Yeah, we know who the Fantastic Four are now.
Oh, yes. Shit.
We do. I did not know that.
And 3/4 of it is good casting.
Oh, right.
Who's that's the fourth one? Is it Pedro Pascal?
Yeah, I really don't like Pedro as Reed. And not because he's old and not because he's Hispanic. I don't like it because it's Pedro. I don't think that was a good move.
Maybe he's not going to be Reed. Maybe he's going to be Doom.
No, they announced he's Reed.
Yeah,
they didn't maybe announce it's like he's in it. They announced he's Reed.
I wanted something different.
I know, so, man. Well, and it worries me that a guy who's a known problem on collaborative sets just got put in as the head of Marvel's first family for the foreseeable future. So, I don't know. Personally, I feel like it's almost inevitable that he will do something to piss off the creator, the director, the producer, or his cast to where that maybe he isn't the Reed we have after Secret Wars.
Oh, shit. It's Chris. Hello, Krasinski. Put us, lace him up.
Well, I'm ready for you. With taking the knowing gamble of like, maybe we sign this guy who's maybe going to be a problem and just know that our back pocket move is, oh, you're fucking dead and we're keeping this one.
Maybe
like,
they kill him.
Back.
Well, and I suppose potentially, maybe he has a Disney contract that needs to expire.
Oh,
that might be, yeah. I think it would be through Lucasfilm, like a contract, but, also, like, they've acknowledged that it takes place in the 60s, so I...
Oh, does it? I guess that...
Yeah.
All the branding, so, like, that was a very 60s logo and, like, comic drumming. Drawing.
Sorry.
You're okay.
I thought you were typing show notes.
No, I mean, I am, but I'm not that loud. I was jamming out to... No music.
I thought my ear was acting up. I was also equally ready for you all to go. No? but yeah, so like it also makes sense that maybe this isn't the Fantastic Four that we will keep through Secret Wars. If they exist in the 60s, is it going to be an Earth 616? Is it going to be a different Earth? Is this going to take place in a completely different universe that's setting up their incursion with us? And how this 1960s version...
So my question was going to be, did they show up in Deadpool? And that's why we're finding out now.
I don't believe so. Their car does, from the animated series. That's in the trailer.
Maybe they show. In a different version of them.
Yeah.
So it's Vanessa Kirby. Who's that? I don't know who that is.
She's some blonde girl.
What's she been in?
I don't recall.
I don't know. She's got all the right pieces. She'll be fine.
Joseph Quinn is the Torch. He's the dude from Stranger Things, right?
Yep, Eddie.
Oh, Eddie. Hell then, yeah.
Yeah. And then Evan Moss Bachrach.
He's Ben.
This dude, he plays Micro on the Punisher series. He's playing Ben Grimm.
Nice. Who did he play?
He played Microchip on the Punisher series.
Right.
Yeah, you definitely know him. Like, he's one of those guys that, he's got one of them faces.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Jeremy Allen White has another one that has one of those faces. Okay. Well, I don't know, I'm excited for some Fantastic Four. I'm really excited for some Deadpool. We haven't talked since then.
It looks fucking great.
It really does.
What? I'm. What looks great?
Deadpool.
Deadpool.
Oh shit! And Wolverine.
Slash Wolverine. Yeah.
Looks so good. You what?
Oh, go ahead. You were saying.
I think Mitch is kind of high. You see it that way. The. What is that? Is that a plane?
What is that?
Oh, yeah, sorry, that's on me.
Are you at the airport?
Where are you fucking DB Coopering out of a fucking airplane right now? I was that's why I stopped talking, because I was like, am I hearing that in my fucking headphones, or is it a plane flying right over my head?
I thought you were waiting to see if my audio was still fucking up, or if I was back, or what.
Amazingly, you are back. Out of the airport, which is the place that I work at. That's
oh, nice.
Just outside my home.
Oh, okay.
A place not near an airport.
Right on. I just was like, I was tripping out hearing that. I was like, is one of you doing a perfect impersonation of an airplane?
You can just hear the planes.
Yeah, I've been trying to become Michael Winslow.
I love the Police Academy movies.
Citizens on Patrol!
Yeah.
I love the cops.
Yeah, Deadpool looks wicked.
Yes.
Speaking of.
Yeah, dude. A lot of cool action in it. I definitely was like, fuck whatever commercial was on after that teaser at the Super Bowl. I have to go to the fucking YouTube right now. I felt bad because I shared that stupid fan version, because it ironically came out before the real one.
Yeah, I had a hard time finding the real one. You had to put in Wolverine or Deadpool and Wolverine, not Deadpool 3.
I had to YouTube Ryan Reynolds and went to Ryan Reynolds' personal YouTube channel.
Yeah.
You had to sign up for Mint Mobile. It's a whole fucking thing.
It was also kind of chicken shit that all the trailers in the Super Bowl were like, hey, our trailer's live on YouTube.
Maybe that's because they're like, oh shit, we're going to pay for like half of a commercial.
You wonder if YouTube paid for any of that, because that's free advertising.
Maybe. There was also local ads on during the Super Bowl.
It seemed that way.
Where I was. Yeah, they're not doing well, man. The NFL's not what you would call killing it.
Because what's that? The law firm here, or Ramos.
Yeah.
We saw an ad there on the Super Bowl.
And how many CBS ads did you see?
I see those motherfuckers advertising on Pluto.
Right, but advertising space on the Super Bowl used to be, you know, like $30 million for a 10-second spot. So for local ads to be falling on the fucking Super Bowl means that they are asking quite a bit less or not able to sell all the spots by the time it goes to air.
Hmm. Or maybe they have an agreement where they have to allow a certain amount of local stuff to go through.
That could be, but it seems to me like everything's going away now that it's going to streaming, because they're bidding higher than the networks because Disney owns most of the networks.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't imagine Ramos Law is nationwide.
No, they're not. There was very local ads. There were ads where it was like, call 719.
But we're reading. we're reading that they are
not even
charging.
Nationwide. It's not even in Denver.
Yeah. Very local ads. No, I love that Disney. What Disney got away with will eventually fuck professional sports, and it tickles me deeply.
Yeah. Well, it worked. I fucking immediately was on my phone. It's like, hey, everyone, shut up. I gotta watch this trailer at full volume at the Super Bowl party.
Yeah, I know it.
Oh, it was awesome.
Dude, it was worth it. We didn't get to see any Hugh. I mean, other than his shadow and like him from behind as he's like about to stab Deadpool.
And is that you? Maybe. Let's just dive into a crazy whirlwind of possibilities. So Patch is there.
It's definitely
playing,
not you.
And it may be Daniel Radcliffe.
It's either Radcliffe or Egerton, and it sounds more like it's Egerton.
What? For real?
Yeah.
As who?
Either way, that guy is... That's not Wolverine as we know him.
That's Patch.
It doesn't sound like the Wolverine that we meet up with in the yellow and blue suits Wolverine as we know him either.
Yeah. So there may be a whole bunch of clones going around.
It's going to be multiverses, not clones.
They're, variants.
Yeah, they're all variants.
Okay, well...
Oh, that explains what the TVA is doing there. man, good fucking thing I watched all of Loki and all that multiverse shit, so I'll understand Deadpool and Wolverine.
They'll probably explain it in the movie, I wouldn't doubt.
I do doubt it. I think it's too much to explain. I think they're going to roll pretty hard through it.
No, they could say Loki runs, watches time, or maybe it'll take place when he who, you know, won't be named, which they'll make a joke about, because they don't want to name him.
The TVA outfits are, there's three different TVA outfits in the trailer.
Okay.
Which means that it's after He Who Remains Loki. Gone, because it's in a universe where Loki's allowing the TVA to continue down different timelines.
Got it.
Oh, man.
There you go. There's your beginning.
So there's a scene where he's, that like, you see a guy from the TVA snatch his wig off.
Yeah.
The TVA agent that comes through the portal and grabs him is wearing a different TVA uniform than the TVA agents he's talking to.
Whoa.
See, a different level of TVA?
Different factions.
No, I think
different multiverse. Earth.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, that's
shit.
A little meta. Or
yeah, that Deadpool's important to one of the TVAs. He'd probably be important to multiple for the same problematic reason. He's probably a solve for one of these things.
Yeah.
He's a tentpole. He can see through. He's a tentpole in the universe. Even before all the meta universe shit, he was demonstrating that he could see through the fourth wall and understood that the Fox universe existed and would reference it in jokes.
But the TVA falls outside of the timeline, so it wouldn't have an alternate timeline.
Well, it would, because it would continue down the timelines that are allowed to exist. It exists outside of the timeline on the sacred timeline, but it would also exist outside of the timeline on the non-sacred timelines then that are allowed to continue on. So in the universe we were watching the TVA... Yeah. None
a
of the
separate
other
universe. It has separate timelines.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Holy fuck. I mean, what better character than Deadpool for him just to be like, hey, hope you watched all 47 of the movies that happened before this to understand what's going on. And then they just get right into it.
So it sounds like the TVA is going to be using Deadpool because of his understanding of the multiverse already. Because of the way that he has used Cable's ton and... like universe traveling device to alter things in the past already that we.
Oh no, he's gone.
The TVA.
The TVA got him. Holy fuck, dude! He was talking about the TVA, and then they just zapped him, dude.
Oh my goodness.
I, for one, like the TVA.
They're a proud sponsor of the Broadcast Geeks.
Yeah. Hey. We're promoting an episode that hasn't come out yet, but it's canonically the one that's before this. We are we are time travelers' favorite podcast.
It all came together.
It all came together. Is this our Becker? Or is this a Becker variant? Oh, he got taken off again.
Oh no!
I don't know, man. I'm excited to see Wolverine and Deadpool. Together, I think it's funny that it's Hugh Jackman again.
And yeah.
Excited about that.
Yeah.
I'm fucking excited about that new X-Men 97 trailer. Was really good.
I watched the trailer today.
Also, maybe my favorite thing about it, and it was a little throwaway moment, Gambit charges up Wolverine's claws at one
point. Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah. Has he ever done that before?
It's never happened as far as I know.
So what would happen?
Would he explode?
Just jab him inside of something, and yeah, then they explode, and he's going to get his bones back.
But the adamantium, would that explode? Can Gambit blow up adamantium? He could charge it.
I mean, that's a good question. I mean,
are you there, Jake? All right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, are you the same one that was with us before?
Yeah, you, Jake Variant. You were taken out by the TVA.
Yeah, it was as soon as I was about to explain Deadpool. Suspicious? I think
yes.
So.
Yes. Yeah, dude.
But yeah, the TVA needs him because he's immortal. And he can fight all these variants or whatever variant they need to handle with, like, pretty much immunity. And then once they send Deadpool to do it,
and with whatever device, probably Cable's device that he still has, unless they give him a new device.
Yeah.
He's going to go find Wolverine, who has his same power set that he's obsessed with, to help him go do this fucking weird suicide, non-suicide mission.
Huh.
And in his attempt to find a Logan that's close to the one he likes, he's going to explore a bunch of Logans.
Hmm.
Exploring a bunch of Logans.
Yeah, no, they've already...
So
like,
this, as long as it can also potentially be a gay film.
Well, there's a bunch of Deadpools, too. They've already confirmed there's Lady Deadpool. In the set photos, we see Ryan Reynolds dressed up as a different Deadpool interacting with a guy dressed up as normal Deadpool.
Like Ryan mouthless Reynolds, Deadpool?
Where Ryan Reynolds doesn't have any scars, and he's got his hair up in a bun with long blonde hair, and he's got gold handles on all of his guns and samurai weapons. Like, there's going to be multiple variants of both of them. Probably different actors playing certain versions, same actors playing certain versions.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like, they're not guarding that secret at all. I think they're being pretty open about it because of... There's so much to speculate on that it's not really a giveaway on anything.
So I wonder if they take the... Oh, this could be interesting. I wonder if the Deadpool that we're going to see in the beginning of the movie is a variant of the one that we actually know of. And he's going to... And he's going to run into... because of who he shares... As far as those X-Men, he's going to have to be a different universe because they're probably going to find a Deadpool that shares the universe with the X-Men that we're about to get.
We're going to get all of the X-Men. They think that the Wolverine that we see in the blue and yellow might be one from one of the comic books or animated series.
Mm. Oh, it's because Deadpool could just go in and be like, I'm going to go get this one.
Yeah, he's going to go into Fox, he's going into all of the universes, all of them, including the MCU. Like
he is the Kwisatz Haderach.
Yeah, so, like, they're going to see Patch, and it might be Nathaniel, or it might be Egerton, Taron, but, like, it's going to be, that's definitely not Hugh Jackman sitting there in that suit jacket, unless the whole thing's CGI. Because you cannot make Hugh Jackman look that small in a suit jacket. Like, that's impossible. The cocksucker's 6'2" and built like a brick shit house. And whoever's sitting in that thing is not built like a brick shit house. They're not tiny, but they're in no way big. They got no traps. They got no shoulders. The suit, like, they're just, it's not him.
You have a lot of knowledge about the back structure of this person.
Yeah, it's not him. Well, you know how, like, when you're walking behind somebody you know and you know it's them? Like, that's not... It's just definitely not Hugh Jackman. Everybody agrees. Like, that's definitely not Hugh Jackman.
Well, there's a reason that it's fun to say Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. And when he's Wolverine, he's, like, built like this. Like, he's all neck and trap and fucking shoulder. And he even is in the trailer. When you see him in the yellow suit, the stripes over his traps almost look awkward because he has so much fucking traps.
So much traps, bub!
Yeah, he gets big. So it's definitely not him. There's definitely other variants. Again, the set photos that Ryan Reynolds shared, there's photos of him as a different Deadpool variant. That's one we've never seen. They're going to explore a lot of that. I mean, that set where they're fighting on the 20th Century Fox logo... Like, dude, it's going to be meta as hell. He's going to be jumping all around. He's definitely on a mission for ATVA.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, and he's obsessed with Wolverine. So, like, I think the inclusion of Wolverine in the X-Men isn't going to so much be part of the TVA mission. I think that's going to be Deadpool being like, well, if I'm going to go do this, I'm going to go... Can't be a buddy cop film without my buddy.
Right. Oh, I love it.
But so I don't think it's an alternate version Deadpool also, because they show him at the end of Deadpool 2 going and doing all that shit with Cable's time machine, and then they show him with everybody that
he
shot at the beginning of the trailer, so like when the TVA shows up knocking on the door, and then he gets snapped through the other TVA portal. So like, I do think that's the world he built for himself, which is an incursion. He's ripped things from all these timelines and universes to build one closest to what he remembers. Because what's her name calls him Buddy. So I think the version of her that he brings to his universe isn't his lover.
Hmm.
What? It's not the same Marina Baccarin?
No, she's dead. His Marina's dead. So this
right.
is a Marina he got from another universe using Cable's time and
no!
Yes. He got her from another timeline.
Or it's a different timeline.
Which is why the
TVA... No, he went back in time and stopped it.
To begin with, like... Hey,
which would be a new timeline under Loki's rule.
You body slided way too many times.
But yeah, like there's, I think there's going to be a lot of cool elements to it. I'm really excited to see Hugh Jackman. I'm excited to find out which version it is that's in that blue and yellow suit. I'm so excited for everything they're about to do. It literally might be the most important Marvel movie after Iron Man 1. Like, this might be the done pull they have to
show that.
Forward, which
thing.
Is...
Hell yeah,
yeah.
Dude.
Because this, really this is the first step in the Secret Wars. That's the thing, is it sounds like... I forgot to finish my thought. It sounds like the TVA is going to send Deadpool on this mission. Deadpool's immortal. He's going to fuck the thing up. I think they're going to be sending him to kill another version of Vanessa. And so at the end, he'll refuse to do it. And then start getting, like, all these anomalies and incursions on these side Earths to start sending them to the end of the universe where that dog lives. That big sky dog.
Cosmo.
Yeah, the big smoke dog.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. That, what do they call that?
Azeroth? Or some
not
shit?
The dog, the area.
The void? The end of time. The void. The blip.
The
pruning.
The void, though, or what do they call it? You're pruned to the something. But I think that place will end up being Battleworld. I think that's where everything is going to get sent during these incursions. Because it already looks
one
like
more.
That's where maybe things are getting sent that have had incursions that weren't necessarily sent there by the TVA.
When is it? July? It said end of July is when it comes out?
July 2025, though, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Alright, well, that's fine. No. Was it 25?
Oh.
No, it's this year.
Yeah. It's July 26th this year. I think that's right.
Yeah, Deadpool's the only Marvel movie this year.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, July 26th.
The third. I did like how he's like, I'm Marvel Jesus.
Yeah.
He's got to save the whole time. I'm Marvel Jesus.
Very excited.
Ryan Reynolds, you motherfucker.
There. Fantastic Four's car's there. The cupcake truck from Moon Knight's there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the alien from the Battle of New York, those big, like, one of those
the
is
big
in the background.
Whale?
Those, like, space whales with the gold spine.
So there was a
them.
Scene that I paused multiple times, and it was the dude in a cloak with a metal mask standing on a...
It's not.
I know, but I'm saying, I saw that, and it heightened me. I was like, what? What's this? But it almost looked like it had Firefly mask or a beetle, but obviously it wasn't.
They show a group of people later on sitting there when they have that flash of Firefly that all have that kind of equipment. So I think it's just their desert gear. Maybe Doom's there and it's inspired by Doom.
I don't
that
know.
Arm, I saw a breakdown. That arm that Doom-looking fuck runs, you know, that opens that...
Yeah.
That's the... Canada arm? That's the Canada arm from the space shuttle that they provided in the 80s.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's even got like the Canada logo and flag on it still when you pause it.
That's cool.
Yeah. So that's what I mean. It shows that there's shit there that the TVA probably didn't put there with their wands. There's stuff there that just is there because it got incursed.
Because you can't put down the Alpha Flight.
Ooh, baby. Oh, man. If Nathan Lund just pops out of nowhere in a puck outfit, bouncing around.
Uh-huh. We should make that.
Yeah, dude, I want the whole world to start a Twitter campaign to get Nathan Lund to be Puck so that they save his life the way they saved two males.
Lund is Puck.
Lund is Puck.
I don't know if hashtags are still isn't a thing, but if they were...
At midnight, the show, so they're doing it.
So, like, there's this scene where Deadpool's fighting all these TVA soldiers in, like, the snowy forest? Yeah. Is that the same snowy forest from the battle at the beginning of Age of Ultron?
See, that's what a lot of people think, but I, from the day of the premiere, and then now the guy from Emergency Awesome, who I really like, agrees with me, but I think that that's where Logan dies in Logan.
Oh, yeah. Well, it wasn't snowy, was it?
No.
I guess it could have been just later.
Yeah, Canada has seasons. Yeah. But also...
They are crossing over the border.
Well, it gets more artistic than that for me. It's the same model Jeep rolled over the same way in the scene that's there.
Oh.
So I think it's Deadpool going there to try to find that Logan to find out he's dead in that universe, so then he goes on to another timeline to try to find, but when he's there he has a showdown with the TVA. Maybe he meets Laura.
She's shit. You think X-23 is going to be in this too?
Yeah, it's supposed to be the same actor.
Shit, cool. Yeah, man, I am excited.
Because it's been a while since Logan. Like, she's grown up. She's like a teenage. Like, she'll be ready to be one of the young Avengers here in, like, 2 years.
No, they're not going to tie in the 97 stuff to this, I'm guessing.
No, they very much probably are. Everybody's already 99% sure that the Beast we see at the end of the Marvels is the animated series Beast.
Okay.
That's the animated series universe we're seeing, and that'll probably be the end. Something that happens at the end of X-Men 97 or in the last couple of episodes, Beast gets pulled away because of a mysterious visitor.
Oh.
But, like, that's heavily implied to be the animated universe through design and mentioning that Charles is alive and all these different things they did. And then, that might be involved with this. The Wolverine that Deadpool absconds with in the yellow and blue uniform might be X-Men 97 Wolverine.
Mm.
It could be... That could be, what's-his-name's run from when they fought evil-ass Xavier, his female twin that looks just like him, that shitty storyline. Who wrote that name? Old Cat Beast? That's not Hickman. Who the fuck was that?
No. Hickman came on
later.
Really after that. Not but, Damon. Who's... Not God Morgan.
Damn it.
God
I
damn
can't pull it out of my ass.
He's another British guy.
My brain keeps wanting to say Claremont, but it's not Claremont.
No. Although Claremont actually wrote a recent thing.
But the Wolverine suit that Hugh's wearing in the leaked photos and in that scene really quick where he bends over Wolverine is closer in design to that one by like a lot than it is to any other design. Including, like, his shorter wings. Shorter than what they put on Patch when we see Patch. Like, the whole character design of Jackman when we see him looks heavily influenced by that comic book run. Cassandra. Xavier, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I got through half the shit I couldn't remember. But yeah, this is gonna be huge. This is exciting because this is, like, one of the first things in Marvel in a really long time where there's so many options for what could be the right move that there's not a definitively right answer for how this is probably going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything else we've debated since, like, the last 6 years, really, there's been a correct answer that's been pretty obvious from the jump because of the stories they're using, how far into them we've gotten, how pressed into a corner they are. So to see Deadpool be able to pull from literally everything they've ever done or thought about.
Mm-hmm.
The rumor is that sitting across from Patch is Channing Tatum as Gambit.
Oh, you think that's Gambit?
That's the rumor is directly across from him that you can't see. That if that scene ran like 2 milliseconds longer, it would pan over and you'd see Channing Tatum and the Gambit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you kind of hope so, right?
Yeah, they've already confirmed that Affleck was on set doing Daredevil.
What?
Yeah.
Affleck Daredevil?
Yeah.
Is going to be in this fucking movie?
Yeah, you think he was caught on set.
Could have just been visiting a friend.
They're not friends.
But what's her name's in it, right? So why wouldn't he be in it?
Yeah, and I think, like, more so, she's in it, so why wouldn't he be in it? Because he hates her, and she ruined a lot of his friendships when they were married. And now he's married to Jennifer Lopez again, and I'm sure he'd love to be there, like, sup, bitch.
Wait, who are you talking about?
Jennifer Garner's dumb self.
Wait, she's going to be in Elektra? Is she going to be Elektra in this movie? She's going
to be in the movie, yeah.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Also, Grant Morrison was the name we couldn't come up with.
Oh, geez. I should have gotten that.
It looks like he's Grant Morrison's Wolverine. And there's a copy of Secret Wars, which had that version of Wolverine in it, laying on the ground when he jumps over him. Like, there's reasons to believe that might not even be the Wolverine we end up seeing him traveling with. Like, it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot. Damn. A lot going on.
That trailer
for X-Men 97 today.
Oh, yeah.
My boner exists for the same reason as Mitch's.
Well, now,
the fucking Wolverine charging.
Exactly.
What?
I was going to say, we brought this up while you were gone.
Oh, no. While we were all gone.
Yeah, dude, the fucking Wolverine getting his claws charged up by Gambit.
Greatest thing that's ever happened.
The voices all sound the same as they did back in the day.
Wolverine sounds the same, like Bart Simpson sounds the same, but the rest of them sound exactly the same.
I was going to say, the Wolverine doesn't sound exactly the same.
No, is his the same person?
Yeah, it's Cathal J. Dodd.
He sounds older.
Yeah, he sounds way older. The voice is way sweeter.
Son of a bitch, aging.
Right?
Yeah, but it more shows that he's doing something that's probably really not close to his natural voice.
I'm also not going to lie on this, but I almost threw up a little bit in my mouth when Scott Summers is like, my X-Men, to me.
I hated that so much.
If anybody
is going to lead the X-Men,
yeah,
it should be Aurora Monroe.
Absolutely. But this was 97.
If anybody's going to lead the X-Men, it's going to be Beast.
Yeah. But Storm does it for a bit.
No,
Let it be Morph.
It's obviously Storm or Wolverine in like almost every good version.
Yeah.
No.
Morph.
Wolverine leads an X-Force or an X-Factor, maybe. But
Wolverine leading the school in several of the animated versions has turned out pretty great.
Yeah, but he doesn't lead the X-Men.
Yeah, in Wolverine and the X-Men he does. And in X-Men Evolution he does.
No, he's leading a different version of the...
Fair. But he's leading the X-Men.
He's leading X people.
It's Gambit and Rogue and Cyclops and Jean Grey and Kurt.
Oh shit! Speaking of Rogue, there's another part in that part that you guys all hate with Cyclops saying to be my X-Men. Is that Charles's catchphrase or whatever?
Yeah, classically, like in the 60s. He would say, to me, my X-Men.
To me, my X-Men.
And now, honestly, I don't remember the end of the original show ending with Professor X dying like that.
I don't know.
So it was really good for them to show that.
Yeah, I've been trying to rewatch the old series, and it takes more effort than I'd care to admit.
It's not as good as we remembered.
It is as good as we remember. It's just also that 20 to 60% of every episode is absolutely for a 9 to 11 year old boy.
Yeah,
and then the rest of it is just perfect storytelling. But like a lot of the dialogue and a lot of the character interactions are for a child.
For some reason, you can buy a Marvel swimsuit issue in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When Magneto breaks in, they're on their beach gear.
I wish I hadn't sold books like that, but I have. the series is really good. Some of the episodes are just straight up like Batman the Animated Series good. And then some of the episodes are truly like, oh my god, how is that only 20 minutes long? That felt like hours of my life.
we eating good, boys, on the Marvel tip. I guess, so 2025 is going to have both Fantastic Four and Superman.
Oh.
They come out within like months of each other.
And I expect half of those movies to be fantastic. Get it?
I get it. Half of Superman will be good and half of Fantastic Four will be good.
No, I just expect Fantastic Four to be fantastic because it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Do you think that it was stunt casting getting Pedro Pascal because he's like the it guy to go to right now?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I do really think a good part of their decision making had to do with the fact that in their minds, they're probably like, if this guy ends up being a problem or isn't the draw we want, we can ditch his ass for someone else as soon as we start making Secret Wars in a couple of years.
Yeah.
Their commitment to him, like, at most, probably has to be 2 years before they can replace his ass very easily with very easy explanation in the universe while they're doing it to other characters, especially if it's a period piece, because it'd be hard to bring characters from the 60s to straight, you know. There's a lot of reasons why I think he might be temporary.
Yeah.
They all might be.
It'll be fun.
Shit. What if they run into Steve Rogers when he's time traveling?
Oh, that'd be pretty cool.
That'd be way cool.
But they will never get Chris Evans back.
Yeah.
Or Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, really? The guy who's doing television ads now? Not Super Bowl ads. Television ads. You don't think he might need a check?
Hey, we all gotta sell some fucking reverse mortgages. Alright?
Do we? Is that something people with, like, lots of money and no worries do? That's not what I see, like, the best actors in the world doing. That's what Shaq does, buddy. Shaq does that.
And you think Shaq got rich playing basketball? Nah, Shaq got rich from doing the fucking general, bro.
It's like, yeah, you think Matthew McConaughey was, like, thinking everything was going to go great when he decided to take the Lincoln ads?
I was driving Lincolns before they was paying me to drive them.
I just got arrested playing a bongo naked on the beach by my house, and I wasn't sure if I still had any jobs, so I took this one.
What?
I initially thought that there was actually going to be a tie-in to the Lincoln lawyer.
It was. That's why Lincoln tapped him, was the Lincoln lawyer was happening, and also he had just gotten busted playing bongos naked on a public beach and got arrested, and I do think in his mind he was like, well, do I take this 10-year X amount of money contract just in case people are done with my drug addict ass, who just got a career because I was loitering at Dazed and Confused?
All right. The Fonz stay the same age.
Yeah, but the Fonz, like, knew how to act. I think even the way he tells it, he was loitering, and they were like, hey, handsome, you want a job? And he was like, sure.
And worked out.
His thing. Yeah, and then it just worked out, and he decided, like, I better get into some acting classes, figure this all out. But he didn't know what the fuck he was doing.
You sure do look like somebody who'd fuck a teenager leaning up against this wall.
Yeah. The fact that it's this many years on and that he doesn't include that, like, and looking back on it, probably wasn't the biggest compliment that they needed somebody to say they were still into fucking teenagers. But, yeah, so, like, I think that's why he took that. I don't think Downey's doing hot, dude.
Like, you think he's close to sucking dick?
I don't think he's close to sucking dick, but I think he might give Bob Iger a hand job.
Uh-huh.
He might tickle the hole a little bit, you know?
But they said there's no way he'll come back. That he, like, they'll undo his sacrifice.
Oh, that's totally fair. You know what doesn't undo that sacrifice? Having him come in from any other fucking universe means that our Tony still died for everything.
Everything. Just accept it.
And I know that's how Kevin Feige would argue it. Have you seen his beady little eyes? I know how he thinks.
Is he Canadian?
Yeah, dude. Look, I don't mean... I don't know, but he sure looks like a South Park Canadian.
Hey, guy.
Yeah.
Take a rest, guy. Don't worry about it. Marvel Cinematic Universe, guy.
I wouldn't be surprised if by the time they get around to making Secret Wars, Robert Downey Jr. is open to some new ideas.
Well, I hope for all of our sakes that it's right.
And Hemsworth has already joked he would only come back as Johnny.
Oh, really?
So there's rumors. Evans? Yeah, there's rumors that he's Johnny Storm in fucking Deadpool.
Whoa! That'd be nuts. Awesome. If Chris Evans was in that and it was only Johnny Storm, it would fucking make me laugh so hard.
Yeah. Even if it's just for a scene.
We're going to get it now. Right. We willed it.
Well, it sounds like that was one of the things back when they were saying that Garner was confirmed and stuff. They were like, sounds like Chris Evans was on set. But he is friends with Ryan Reynolds and might have been there just to check in and see what cool shit they were doing. Because he's part of, you know, there's reasons why he might have been curiously hanging out.
It would be awesome if he dressed like that.
But he did say jokingly that was the only way he'd come back to Marvel, like a handful of years ago when they were asking after the movie. He was like, I'd come back if they let me be the Human Torch again. And I was like, oh, shit.
That would be funny.
And Kevin Feige was like, buddy, come on, we got to do the multiverse, buddy.
Come on, buddy.
Yeah.
Come on, guy.
Dude, I don't know. I think this will be huge. I think this is the step in people starting to pretend like they didn't hate on the last shit as much as they did once it starts to all pay off here.
Yeah, fuck all those people who lost faith. And the Marvel and cinematic universe, even.
The Planet of the Apes trailer, did you guys talk about that yet?
No.
No, I forgot about it. Apes are popping, dude. They're full on talking now. This is a continuation of the Caesarverse, right?
It is the Caesarverse, which is apparently also the Mark Wahlberg verse. I believe they're the same verse, but
the Tim Burton Mark Wahlberg verse.
Yeah,
I mean, all of them take place before the first Planet of the Apes, no matter what. So,
right, that's what I mean. I think they've implied that Mark Wahlberg's is like the first in this series, but it's the one where he goes and accidentally visits the much future apes.
So Mark Wahlberg grows up to be Charlton Heston?
That's right.
Sort of. Mark Wahlberg was a young man when he was Charlton Heston. That was 20-some years ago, Mitch, but... he still remembered all the Funky Bunch dance moves when he made that movie. They were all still fresh in his mind.
No,
It looks like the original series is... I mean, the original Planet of the Apes with Mark Wahlberg is considered a remake of original Planet of the Apes, 68. Uh-huh. And everything from Rise of the Planet of the Apes to Kingdom is considered the reboot series. I don't think Marky Mark is canonical to this.
Well, that might be a clarification Disney made since they bought it, because they got that in the Fox deal too, right?
I don't know. Oh, yeah. 20th Century Studios.
Yeah, so I bet Disney made the distinction that the guy who built beat that Filipino almost to death isn't part of the universe.
Right. Nearly 300 years after the war, events of war for the Planet of the Apes, ape civilizations have emerged from the oasis to which Caesar has led his fellow apes, while humans have regressed into feral, primitive state. When the ape leader Proximus Caesar perverts Caesar's teachings to enslave other clans in search of remnants of human technologies, Noah, a common chimpanzee, embarks on a harrowing journey alongside a young human named Nova to determine the future for apes and humans alike.
So how far after the last movie is it?
300 years.
Oh, interesting.
And Caesar's still alive?
No, I think this Proxima Caesar is a descendant of original Caesar.
Okay, nice.
And well, there are still cool. Humans?
You made a face, though, Matt. Did you not know that Marky Mark once beat a Filipino man almost to death?
Oh, and took his eye out.
Yeah, took out an eye, and then asked the state of Massachusetts to wipe it from his record, like, 10 years ago. And they responded, no, they responded in the most beautiful way I've ever seen any municipality respond ever. They wrote a letter back that was like, "Hi, Mr. Wahlberg. Although we appreciate that you're a wonderful actor and all these great things you've done for charity and humanity and, you know, Make-A-Wish Foundation, that doesn't change the fact that you brutally beat," and then they, like, say the guy's
you
name.
You committed
and
a fucking
like,
hate crime, you
blinded
asshole.
Him. It has not undone any of that, and we don't think that your good deeds make it to where your children shouldn't be able to find this. Because in his letter, he was like, "I don't think my kids should be able to find this when they look me up when I'm long gone," and things like that. And they were like, they were very direct in their letter about being like, "Fuck you, and fuck you, dude."
Yeah. Because fuck you, and fuck you.
Like, first of all, we appreciate that you're a good person now. Also, that guy still only has one eye.
Are you going to take this off my record? Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe yeah. Fuck yourself.
Yeah, pretty much, man. So it was like, good on them.
Well, what's your favorite Marky Mark movie?
Ted.
I'll tell you, my least favorite is The Happening.
I like him with Will Ferrell. I think they're a good...
The Other Guys is a good movie.
Other Guys is a good movie.
Marky Mark's a funny straight man to Will Ferrell.
Yes, I would agree. And Boogie Nights, of course, he was good at. He was young and naive.
That's right. That's when he was having the troubles. Well, when he was young and naive.
The Other Guy's Daddy's Home. What's the other movie he made with Will Ferrell?
Daddy's Home 2?
No. And then yeah. Series, you fuck.
Daddy's
I know
still
he was here. Also in Daddy's Home 2 with the denier himself. God, it upsets me that Will Ferrell did that movie.
What movie? Daddy's Home 2?
Yeah, the one that he did with Mel Gibson.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I forgot Mel Gibson was in that.
Known several faceted piece of shit.
Oh, Mel Gibson.
Yeah, he's both sexist and a Holocaust denier. A real 1-2 punch.
Be on the lookout for Passion of the Christ, too.
It sucks, too, right? Because he also has enjoyable movies.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
He was an enjoyable actor. Until you found out, like, he was the devil.
he kind of is.
He's also responsible for all of our joy.
What do you mean?
He recommended Downey.
Oh, what? For Iron Man?
You just shattered Nish's world.
He's the one that got Downey's hat into the ring. He's the one that told Favreau, "I know the exact right person. It should be RDJ. Give him a chance."
And he was right.
And Favreau was like, "What do you mean? He's in jail right now for driving a Corvette naked with a gun.
Blowing some guy while snorting coke off his balls."
But it was like right around the time Gibson was in trouble.
Oh, shit.
So, like, yeah. I don't think Favreau at the time acknowledged anywhere that he got this idea off this older actor he was friends with. Mum was the word on that. But, yeah. Mel Gibson's responsible for the Marvel Universe coming to you. I think he also recommended Favreau.
Well,
what?
I mean, Hitler was an artist, right? And a pretty good
Jesus
one.
Jesus Christ.
So, I'm just saying that, you know, not all evil is completely evil. That's one of the reasons why they're able to become what they become. Because they have things that are... good and approachable and easy for some people to be like, "Oh, well, it's hard to pass up on this because they're such an artist."
The banality of it all. Hannah Arendt wrote an entire book about it.
Yeah.
Shit. Right?
So, yeah, he did great movies.
Well, I mean, it's just like, I don't know, it definitely feels weird when you're like, watching Lethal Weapon or whatever, and you're like, "Oh, I'm enjoying this, but am I enjoying this too much?" I'm enjoying the Danny Glover parts.
You might as well just watch the Always Sunny remakes.
Oh, shit. Dude, that's pulled for... You can't stream that anywhere. You have to have it on DVD.
Or YouTube.
YouTube, they have it?
I mean, I might watch them there once in a while just to cheer myself up by seeing DB Puerto Rican, but that's not a crime.
Matt had to bow out. We didn't... I acknowledge it in the chat.
Hit your VPN. Go see what they're seeing in England on YouTube.
Yeah, check it out. I also, it just comes up on regular YouTube. I don't think the studio's too aggressive about flagging it. I just don't think they want to distribute it. Because Sonny hasn't really caught any flack. They kind of preemptively took all that down.
Yeah, because they took out the, you can't stream that or the one where, what?
There's 9 episodes.
Oh, shit. There's definitely the one where Dee does Martina Martinez.
Both episodes where she does Martina Martinez are gone.
The Lethal Weapon remake one's gone.
2 Lethal Weapon remakes are gone.
No!
The one where they become the Black family's gone.
Oh, shit.
There's so one funny about human trafficking, I think, that's gone.
I don't remember some of these that you're talking about.
Yeah, they've been gone for fucking 8-9 years now, man. Yeah,
damn.
You can look up a comprehensive list and then just search those titles on YouTube and be mostly successful. They address it on their podcast.
Is that a good podcast to listen to?
If you like Always Sunny, it's a very good podcast to listen to.
They are a very funny friend group.
There's one specific episode, I think I've talked about it on here before maybe, with Lin-Manuel Miranda. No? Yes?
You probably have talked about it.
Comes on the show. And they go over the episode about the Nightman cometh.
Uh-huh.
And he basically talks about how it is, like, upsetting to him how well done all the musical portions of that episode are.
As well it should be.
Yeah, no, he's talking, like, he's telling Charlie to his face that Charlie Day is a fucking genius. And Charlie Day's like, yeah, I don't know, man. My mom's a music teacher and I grew up banging around piano and I was kind of like... And then he'd be, like, asking Charlie, and they have, like, the musical director from the show there who has to translate Charlie's piano shit into being able to teach it to other musicians so they can, like, set it up for the show because Charlie doesn't have time to write the show and the music and teach a set of, like, hired musicians how to play the piece and do rehearsal. And like, so they have a music director, and he's sitting there on the piano, and Lin-Manuel's asking Charlie questions like, there's one section, man, and you do this beautiful thing. And he'll use, like, technical music terms where he's like, you do a, I don't know anything he's saying, but he's like, you do a crescendo into this, and then there's this piece, and you change the time to this, and it's so genius how you blend, like, basically this style into that style. And then Charlie Day just sitting there like,
I went bang, bang, bang,
basically,
a little bit of this.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know what to tell you, man, because I'm basically, and then he just walks over the piano. And, like, kind of, like, moves the director out of the way. And he's like, I'm basically just doing, like, you know, like, Rodgers and Hammerstein. And then starts banging on the piano, nailing it. And then he's like, and then you think about it, and it has to be like,
I'm
a little bit creepy.
I'm just doing Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Well, no, and then he's like, and then I had to make it a little bit creepy. Because I'm doing the thing where, like, I'm proposing to her, and she doesn't know. So you gotta put a creepy tone in there. So then I do this. And he just starts doing the transition. And you can see Lin-Manuel Miranda, like, shitting his pants, where he's like, what you're doing is genius, and your justification in for it is that it needed to be done. Like, that is insane. And Charlie's like, I don't know. And then the music director's like, yeah, it's pretty nuts. And then, like, the music director's showing Lin-Manuel parts of the arrangement that he thinks is crazy, and that's breaking Lin-Manuel Miranda's mind. And it's, like, so much fun to watch a guy just tell him, like, yeah, I just do it because it's, like, funny to me. I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. It's just funny. I know music from a childhood thing, but, like, I don't care. It's just funny. And Lin-Manuel Miranda being like, you're better than me. You're fucking better. You know, if you worked at this just a little bit, you'd be the best maybe that ever lived.
And yet he doesn't want to.
No, doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And explains that. He's like, it's something I did with my mom that she, like, made me do, so I don't love doing it. Sometimes it's fun for me for, like, a week, and then I don't want to do it anymore.
This is why I don't like saying anything about genius work. Like, oh, you're just going to be an asshole now? Because that's... you can fucking do that?
Yeah. Well, it's funny that he, like, but he doesn't really appreciate the accolades. He keeps being like, you're being silly because I wasn't trying. Like, it's not even that he's, like, nonchalant about it. It's that he's like, okay, you can quit kissing my ass because you're on my show. And Lin-Manuel Miranda's being like, no! No, that is not what's up! And so is the music director.
I sincerely want to tell you what you're doing.
It makes me angry. As someone who has spent my whole adult life trying to be good at this, it makes me angry that you don't give a fuck and sat down one time and hit the ball so fucking hard we couldn't see where it went.
Charlie Day. That's fucking... I guess now I have to listen to that episode of that podcast.
You should watch the video because it's worth it to see Lynn's reactions to shit. To see
is it on YouTube?
Because you can just see Charlie sit down at the piano and bang something out. And you can see on Lynn's face, even when he's not talking, that he's just like mouth open like, what the actual fuck is going on here?
How are you doing this?
Yeah. This guy who's late and just had a discussion with his co-host about how he can't park right. Just sat down and banged on that piano like he's the longest studied fucking Broadway composer I've worked with. And he's a comedy writer.
He's Mozart reincarnated.
Yeah, but the thing that blows Lin-Manuel Miranda away about him mostly is that Charlie's blending like 2 to 3 styles constantly that are like classic musical styles that aren't known to blend. And that he's doing it in a way that Lin-Manuel Miranda's like, slow down, show me what you did there. Show me that. And it's like, fuck, dude. Like, that's crazy. That'd be like dribbling around in an outdoor court, Michael Jordan pulling over and being like, excuse me, can I see what you just did there again? I need to understand what's happening, and I couldn't even comprehend what you just did, even though I'm supposed to be the greatest alive. So could you slow it down and show me again?
Oh, shit. Well... that sounds fucking great. When's the new season of Sunny?
I don't know. They kind of operate around a bunch of other schedules now, I think, so I don't know. They did one, like, right before the shutdown, so I imagine that delay is going to feed into the next one, so we're probably another 12 months out.
I suppose it's whenever Rob feels less fat or more fat.
I think he has to stay in shape now. I think Caitlin told him she'd divorce him if he ever did that shit again.
I would imagine.
Yeah,
he's,
I think she probably
told him. He's too old to do that fluctuation.
Yeah, and now he has the team, and his kids are old enough that I think he actually like feels responsible to them. To the 4-year-old, you can just be like, Daddy's fat now. And he's like, okay. But, like, a 13-year-old would be like, Dad, are you okay? What's going on? What the fuck are you doing? Oh, have we hit an hour?
Yeah,
they won.
I think we have. Sorry, I got really stoned. I can't remember the other thing that I watched. Fuck. Well... I don't know. I need to catch up on Leap. You said the next Leap is going to be a 2-hour finale?
It is. And the previous episode was in Denver.
Season or like series?
Season.
Good. You think it's coming back for a third season?
Yeah. It's hopping and popping.
Do we already find out that it's coming back for a third season?
I don't know if we've already found out, but it's pretty popular and it's being treated like it will be.
Quantum Leap. Will it come back for a third season?
It better. I love it, man.
It's really good, dude. I was really on it and then I fell off after the LA riots one.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. The beginning of the season when like Ben and what's her fuck aren't really together anymore. Kind of made
Oh shit, spoilers!
Yeah, but it kind of made it tedious because it was like, oh, man, I don't want to watch every episode be about how these two aren't together anymore, but it's really not. It's very quickly not about that at all, really.
Right on. Right now it doesn't say if there's a season 3. has not yet been confirmed by NBC.
No, I think they're behind on like all that shit at all the studios. But the last episode was in Denver. There's a great couple of establishing shots of Denver.
And that's how you know.
Yeah. They did a good job. They really covered the skyline. They had the correct license plates. I think that's all you can ask them.
What era of Denver was it in?
80s.
Oh, shit. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yes.
Fucking, I was going to say, I guess I want to talk about Leap, but, like, I can't remember. Like, honestly, I'm forgetting what the overall storyline was. Like, I'm pretty sure in the L.A. Riots one, isn't that where he's like, you can't be my hologram anymore?
Oh, okay. You're way behind. Yeah.
No, wait. I think I saw the one where... Which one's the one where they were, like, the Army guys, and they had to blow up the satellite?
Oh, yeah, that one's pretty dope. That one's early in the season, too. Do you know about his, like, new time girlfriend?
He has a time girlfriend? yeah, I have a time girlfriend. She goes to a different timeline. You don't know her.
Pretty much. He keeps running into her. He's met up with her, like,
what?
Four times this season.
Is she also a leaper, or is he just going to eras where she's...
He keeps leaping to her. Like, to save her. Like, the leap is for her. Like, over and over and over again.
So girlfriend.
He meets her when she's, like, a waitress. You know that waitress he flirts with?
In the 50s one?
Uh-huh. Yeah, in that that waitress that he's all friendly with?
Yeah, is that's the Area 51 one, isn't it?
Yeah. But she ends up, you know how he, like, encourages her to be a scientist?
Having sex with his own grandmother.
No, he encouraged her.
he went full fry?
He encourages her to be a scientist, and then she joins, like, the CIA, basically. And then he meets her in Cairo while she's working on a secret investigation. And then he meets her back in, like, middle America, like, years later when she has a kid and a husband. And they're still all in love. It's very odd. And then that guy dies, and then in this last episode, he sent her a letter on how to save him. But then he dies anyway.
Okay, yeah, I am, like, six episodes behind, because the last one I remember is,
I mean, you're way behind. A lot has happened.
One Night in Koreatown, which is the
Riots, yeah.
LA Riots one, because the next one, he leaps into a Princeton University professor.
Yeah. It's good.
Man, alright, cool. I gotta get some leaping done.
Yeah, I gotta go to bed.
What?
I gotta go to bed. Where should people get a hold of
us? Alright, buddy. Well, people get a hold of us at our email address at broadcastgeeks@gmail.com. That's not right. People can send us an email when they write broadcastgeeks@gmail.com. We have a subreddit, r/broadcastgeeks. You can find us on Podbean, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts until April. Then it's going to become YouTube Music, iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio. Is that the one? I don't know. Like and rate us if you could. All seven of you. Thank you. Shout out to James Woodman. Thanks for the Ninja Stars. Those are amazing. I guess maybe I shouldn't put him on blast like that if he's sending weapons in the mail. He's not sending weapons. They're performative. NSRs? Anyway, I'm rambling. Come back. See us again next time. We'll save you with our standard sign-off line. Excelsior!